For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Chris Mitchell. Three black female former detectives have accused the Kansas City Police Department of discriminating against them because of their race and gender during an internal probe of a unit that investigated sex crimes against children. In a federal lawsuit filed Monday, the women alleged that they became scapegoats during an internal affairs investigation of the Crimes Against Children unit, which was accused of not properly investigating rape and child molestation cases. Glenise Brown, Latondra Moore, and Tamara Solomon argue the findings and disciplinary recommendations from the investigation were racially and sexually motivated. The police department says it doesn't discuss pending litigation. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley's bill to make duck boats safer may see the Senate floor soon. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Hawley's plan is scheduled for markup in the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation today and could go to the floor for a vote after that. The bill recently picked up a Democratic co-sponsor in Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, and a spokeswoman for Hawley says he thinks it could achieve final passage before the 116th Congress ends January 3rd. The legislation is aimed at preventing a repeat of the failures that led to the deaths of 17 people on Table Rock Lake 2 years ago. It would do so by making the U.S. Coast Guard require duck boats to have ballast tanks that help them avoid sinking if they flood. It would also include several requirements for operators, including requiring passengers to wear life jackets, removing canopies that make it difficult for passengers to escape a flooding boat, and ensuring boats are watertight before they enter the water. Conservation officials say three hunters in southwestern Missouri accidentally shot themselves during last weekend's opening of firearms deer season. The Springfield News Leader says none of the shootings were life-threatening. The Missouri Department of Conservation says it will not release details of the shootings until its investigations into them are complete. Justin McGuire is the department's hunter education and shooting range coordinator and says many such accidental shootings happen while hunters are handling or transporting guns. McGuire says keeping the actions on firearms open and the muzzles pointed in a safe direction, quote, removes all doubt. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services is altering its COVID-19 contact tracing process due to record high cases, according to a news release from today. The Columbia Missourian reports that this modified process, which began yesterday, prioritizes contacting the most recent positive cases by isolating them and quarantining their close contacts. Instead of being contacted by an investigator via phone, they will receive an informational packet in the mail detailing isolation and quarantine instructions for both the person infected and for their close contacts. The department will no longer estimate a time frame during which they should be contacted. The health department employs 15 full-time investigators, as well as additional staff at MU, who saw their average number of cases managed per day nearly doubled in the last 2 weeks. I'm Chris Mitchell, KBIA News, Columbia.